earlier today we heard, it gained some controversy, and we heard earlier from a chap who was in the Brethren as a child and left, and the problems that brought about. The Bible is central to the Brethren's lives. They regard many forms of entertainment as evil, so generally don't have TVs, they don't go to the cinema, and children go to their own Brethren's secondary schools. The exclusive Brethren, as I say, is also controversial over various aspects of their lives. People who've left say it's not only difficult to leave, but emotionally painful. Sue Turner from Oswestry is a Christian. She wasn't a member of the Brethren, but she was the head teacher at a Brethren school in the south of England for 5 years. She's been talking about her contact with the Brethren and how she says she helped a young man called Dario leave the community.
I was very happy working for them until the end, despite compromises and certain misgivings, and I met very many people there that, had they been in the outside world, would have loved to have as friends. Of course, that's not allowed, but there are many genuinely good people within the community that I'm very fond of, and I do still keep in touch with some of them, and I just wish that they were allowed to be those good, kind people out in the big wide world instead of under the rule and the very strict control that comes from the top of the community.
Was it terribly difficult for Dario to leave the Brethren?
It was. When he first left, he'd asked for my support, and he'd met up with a group of young people in London through the Soho scene and was flat sharing with them. And I had grave doubts about this, because I felt, coming from the sheltered background that he had, to be exposed to this immediately was too much, and that proved to be correct. But he knew that the offer of a home with us was always there. And after just a few weeks of trying to make a go of it in London, he realised it wasn't going to work, so he asked if he could move in with us. It was very difficult for him, that the emotional trauma and also the physical trauma. He turned to drink when he first left, and tried to deal with that and the emotional trauma. It was several months before he felt able to pick himself up and decide, start to think about what he'd like to do with his life. And he did some bar work and a bit of temping work. And as I'm a music teacher, I said, well, look, you know, you've got a good voice. Why don't you try doing some singing? So he started doing some singing, found that his voice was developing well. He also played the piano and the trombone. So he carried on with his singing and realised that he really had a talent here. And Christianity says, well, you should nurture your talents. And so he then continued studying and looked into studying singing further. And after various exams, he got a distinction for his grade 8 singing, which he's very proud of, was offered a place at Trinity College of Music to further his vocal studies.
So he's a singer?
Yes, yes.
So as a young man who left the Brethren because it didn't suit his lifestyle, didn't suit what he wanted, what's the fundamental thing he would want to get across?
I think he would like to say that, probably similar to my thoughts, there are many good people within the Brethren community, but he wishes that they could exercise more of the good things that they do in the big wide world, and also to have the freedom to follow their own path, their own career choice, not be bound up by so many rules and regulations. And also, he's now that he's left the community, he can, as a gay young man, be true to himself and not have to live a lie, which is what he was having to do for the first 18 years of his life.
Sue Turner from Oswestry, and later in the show you can hear more from Sue's story. The whole series, from starting talking with the Brethren right up to now with other reactions, had been absolutely fascinating from both sides of the story as well. More later.